Welcome to the Precure podcast. My name is Tim Young, and each week I'll be bringing you a conversation from a medically trained expert into the field of medicine and what they specialize in and why it applies to us. In this episode, we talk to Dr. Louise Schofield, co-founder of Precure, and we ask her why she got into this, why she started Precure, and where she thinks the future of medicine is going. So Louise, tell us what Precure is.
So Precure is here to inspire a movement to change medicine, to be much more prevention in focus. We believe that prevention is cure. We believe in lifestyle before medication. Food is medicine. Let's get a movement together, a community of health professionals. Let's educate them on the irrefutable evidence that lifestyle medicine is a cure and makes all the difference.
So when we talk about medical professionals, how far are we going into this?
So at Precure, we believe that the concept of a medical professional could perhaps be expanded. Mm-hmm. You know, so absolutely, we are talking about doctors, we're talking about nurses, we're talking about dietitians, physiotherapists, the allied health professionals, but also we're talking about personal trainers. In some ways, they're on the front line of medicine. You know, we know that, that exercising and being physically active will prevent many of the major lifestyle diseases. So absolutely, an expanded definition of medicine and health coaches as well.
And this irrefutable evidence is coming from sources, for example, if you could tell our audience where they're coming from.
Okay, so on the Precure faculty, we've got this great team of specialists in different areas. So we have Dr. Lisa Dawson, our oncologist. Obviously, that's, you know, all in clinical cancer. We have our nurse educator, Sonia English. We have our registered dietitian, Karen Zinn. We have our, you know, our chief scientific advisor, Professor Grant Schofield. We've got our pharmacist. We've got our epidemiologist. We've just, so we have all of these experts in different fields and areas. And so absolutely from them, but also from the latest evidence and research.
Excellent. So we're covering an all-rounded based approach.
Yeah.
And giving people the next step in terms of the fight against preventable illnesses. And when we talk about preventable illnesses, can you give us a rundown of what they are?
Look, I think when we're talking chronic disease, preventable illness, lifestyle diseases, the main ones we think about are the big four, really. So the big four are heart disease, cancer, dementia, and diabetes. So really, we know that for all of those areas, lifestyle changes will really substantially help prevent you getting those diseases, or once you've got them, to help reverse and or manage those.
Excellent. So I've been able to establish a great all-rounded group of medical professionals in our faculty.
Yes.
But the real question is, why did you get into this?
Why did I get into this? It's probably like most people, a lot of personal experience. I'm at an age where I'm middle-aged. I can see things starting to happen in my friendship group that are, in some instances, lifestyle related. I can see my parents, and particularly my parents' friends, all of the medical complications that they're starting to have, that absolutely have their roots back in some of the lifestyle choices they were making. So I think it's just really helping people to make a change, and that's probably it.
Yeah. So understanding is the key, and that's what we want to get out to the audience and to the general public, I guess. So we talk about these medical professionals and training the already current medical field.
Yeah.
Can anyone off the street do this?
Absolutely, you can. The courses are designed for the health professional, but in a very broad sense. So that is the personal trainer, the health coach, but absolutely, you know, specialist continuing medical education for doctors, nurses, dietitians, and all of that. But I think no doubt at all, and that's a real change we're seeing in society, is the very educated patient, you know, going to their doctor and saying, look, I've read up in this area, or I know about this, and now there's an expectation that the doctor, in fact, will have some understanding of whether it's nutrition or exercise and could have this discussion. So, you know, our core purpose is educating the medical profession on this year's evidence and this year's thinking to do with lifestyle medicine. But we really expect and hope along the way that we will bring the general public with us.
So to clarify, that is the vision that Precure wants to set and wants to go forward with, providing that medical training to all.
Continual medical education, updated. This is what, well, this is the evidence this year. This is the latest thinking. You know, let's inspire this movement to change medicine to be more preventative.
There we have it, words from Louise Schofield. It's been fantastic having you guys listen in today. If you guys want to hear more, then follow our journey along with the Precure team. We'll bring you more interviews, and together we'll create this movement.